Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Palace of Peace Talk Radio, our first broadcast for 2016. It's been a while since we last chatted with you, and it's really good to be back here. I am in Johannesburg, South Africa, and my beautiful co-host, Faith Parent Hendrickson, is sitting in Hollywood. Hi, Faith. How are you?
Well, it's 3 o'clock in the morning here, so good morning to you. I'm fantastic. Thank you very much. We're enjoying some yo-yo weather of coldness to typical very warm Southern California. I was kind of hoping for just the cool weather, but you're in your summer, aren't you, there in South Africa?
Yeah, yes, we are. We're having really weird weather as well. I mean, besides struggling with drought-stricken areas in certain parts of the country, where I live, basically in the heart of Johannesburg, in an area called Fourways, Danefern area. I mean, we are having bizarre weather. As I look out the window now, the clouds are black. There's a storm coming in, so we've been having quite regular thunderstorms and hailstorms, but yet other areas of the country is no rain. And even when the rain is coming, sadly, it's not enough at the moment to sustain what our farmers are trying to produce. So, but yes, it's crazy, freaky weather. So it goes from extremely hot to these weird, weird thunderstorms, and it's hail, and it's lightning, and it's wind, and it's pretty awesome to witness, but crazy nonetheless. So we were told this was going to happen. Funny enough, I was chatting to my husband about this, Sean, a couple of days ago. I remember back in 1996, those were like my early days when I first started channeling Kutumi. I think it was between 96 and 98, somewhere around there. Kutumi Agrippa, or Kutumi at the time then, was talking regularly about how, you know, climate change is going to affect us, and the places in the on the planet that used to be extremely cold are now going to become extremely warm, and extremely warm places are going to become cold, and there is going to come a time where water is going to be worth more than gold. 20 years later, hello, here we are. So it's quite phenomenal when we look back on these different sort of, you know, predictions and see how it's all in our face right now. So, yeah. So, Faithy, tell us about you. Did you have a good Christmas? Did you have a good New Year?
Yes, yes. I went back to North Carolina, and weather again was a big topic. It was very unseasonably warm, almost like early summer, so it was not your typical cool weather. And it's interesting because it does affect people.
It does. Yeah.
You know, they look forward to typical coolish winter, but a lot of people enjoyed having kind of Florida-like weather, but it was great being home with the family and just kind of disconnecting for a little while. I think it's so important that we all take that time so that we can recover, you know, body, mind, spirit. So
exactly.
But the time flew. 2 weeks flew.
I'm sure it did. I'm sure it did. Well, it's good to be back on air here with you, Faith, and with all our listeners. And welcome to our regular listeners, and a big welcome to our new listeners. And I'd also just like to say, before we get into our topic for today, that one of our ideas for this year with Palace of Peace Blog Talk Radio is we would love for more of our callers, more of our listeners to call in and, you know, ask questions that are topic related to whatever it is that we're discussing, or to share some insights or your own ideas and that. And if you are doing something, you know, really empowering in your community, and you would like to, you know, reach out to other people that are doing something similar, this is also a platform where we are happy to, you know, to connect to network people. As long as we just ask you please to keep it, you know, relevant to what it is that we're discussing with each show. So now that that has been clarified, and I hope a lot of you take advantage of it, because it'll be really, really interesting to see what everyone's doing across the globe. I know our show times are a bit awkward for most of the USA, right, Faith? Because it's 3 a.m. Yeah. in the morning for you now, and it's 1 p.m. for me in Johannesburg, South Africa. I think it should be okay for people in the UK and Europe, which is a pretty yes. close timeline to us in South Africa, Canada and United States, and possibly South America, those regions. It would be a completely different timeline, and of course, Australia and New Zealand. So if you are able to tune in when we are live, that'll be great. If you can't tune in live and you're listening to our downloaded broadcast, then please feel free to email us. And you can email faith@faithparent.net. And whatever it is that you need assistance with there, or suggestions around topics that we can cover, please feel free to connect with Faith regarding all of this. Have I forgotten anything, Faith?
Nope, that's great.
Okay, and your website for our listeners as well, Faith?
It's www.faithparent.net.
Awesome. Thank you. Okay, so Faith, here we are for our first broadcast of 2016 with lots to talk about. And our topic today is the global scale of awakening. Faith, what inspired you, my darling friend, to, because this was, Faith was inspired to choose our topic today. So I'm going to hand over to her and let her blow you away, bedazzle you with more of her insights and reasoning.
Well, thank you. Yes. Well, I think it's just natural that most people, when we're starting a new year, reflect on the past year and what's in store for 2016 ahead. And because we are going through so much change post-2012, I thought it would be a good idea if we were to talk about what the shifts will be for humanity and Mother Earth for the year ahead as we get closer and closer to 2020. So I thought if we could talk about particularly the focus for this year as it relates to changes we'll see overall, but understanding that we've got many changes to address from within and challenges that will happen this year so that we can move into a different way of life, living more in our dharma instead of our karma. So if we could talk about this year ahead, understanding, for example, your projects that you lead that I'm also a part of, they're a big part of what goes on behind the scenes that help work with the changes ahead. And for new listeners, and maybe as a reminder to our current followers, why astrology is a big part of it. And when we talk about astrology, it's really dealing with the spirit side of things and our development and our growth, both as humanity and with Mother Earth. So that would take us into as well as the current energies. So with your brilliant mind, how do you see that we can spend this hour that will go fast, and what order would those, perhaps talking about 2016 and then the energies that are going to affect us this year to help assist us to shift into that?
Sure, no problem. Look, this year is a vitally important year in terms of it being a mammoth opportunity to finish off all unfinished business since 2008. When we look at this numerologically, I am a numerologist. It was one of the first modalities or arts that I ever studied back in 1997. So I bring numerology, astrology. I'm also a crystallogist. So, you know, all the crystals come into it. I have my whole desk is full of crystals. And, you know, they also sometimes shout out, oh, we got some information for you. So all of this included in everything. So numerologically, we are in a year 9. And what that means is it's a time of completion. But if we also look at the number 9, it is also the final stage of gestation. So a woman carries a baby for, on average, generally 9 months and then gives birth. So this is also a year are going to bear witness to the seeds that we planted back in 2008. The energies that were facing us during that time that has been left unfinished. Anything that has not been tied up, unfinished business since 2008 is what we're facing at the moment. Now, just looking at numerologically at number 9, no, it's a time of endings as well. So if you are going to wrap your mind around the idea that this year is a year of endings and new beginnings starting, that there is a time of birthing these energies that were initially seeded, planted, conceived 9 years ago, then you are already creating a environment for yourself within emotionally, mentally, spiritually, and then even in your physical space where this energy can come through. Now, the other thing that is contributing to this powerful process of tying up loose ends, wrapping everything up, and allowing the ending to happen so that the beginning can begin are all the retrogrades that we are having this year. Now, as we are speaking right now, Mercury is retrograding through the constellation of Capricorn, and Virgo is currently retrograding through the constellation of Virgo. So with Mercury currently retrograde and stations direct on the 25th of January, so it's still another week of this energy. It is a really awesome time to just slow down and look at what it is that your internal world is trying to share with you. Most people who are or who understand the basics of astrology tend to get quite antsy and skittish around the mention of a retrograde planet. And I must admit, when I first started studying astrology, and I started off studying medieval astrology, it's 8 years down the line for me. And although I have not stuck only with medieval astrology, I have done a huge amount of studying since my medieval astrology. And I don't particularly focus on predictive astrology. I really, really love and thrive in spiritual astrology. It's kind of like my own style where I've taken medieval astrology, modern astrology, and I've kind of like all combined it together. And then, you know, all the insights and other information that I have picked up from, you know, my guides and other brilliant authors' work that I've studied as well, and all the, you know, things that I have picked up from them and woven all of this together. And in doing that, I have discovered a way that really works beautifully for me and for a lot of the people that I work with as well. And Faith, you know, I mean, you in the classes that I teach with regards to astrology, and I don't teach people to become astrologers. I teach individuals how to read their life map, because is your blueprint for this lifetime. It's the map for life. People say, oh, I wasn't born with an instruction manual. Oh, and I didn't come with a map. Well, guess what? You actually did. And the astrological chart or your blueprint is that map. It is your book of life. And I have experienced the most incredible life changes and transcended so many levels of my challenges in this lifetime as a result of this phenomenal tool called astrology. But the most important thing that everyone needs to bear in mind when consulting an astrologer or consulting astrology as a whole is that it is a tool. It's an aid. It is not to be used as a crutch. It's not to be used as an escape or an addiction, because, you know, people, and I've seen it firsthand, can get completely lost in the whole astrological realm and then will refuse to do anything, be anything, say anything, because they are absolutely paralyzed by all the different astrological aspects and, you know, astrological events. That is when you then become victim to a tool, or you become addicted to it. It becomes just another crutch rather than an aid or a means to a much greater end. So I think that's very important that everybody remember that. We've said this a number of times before already. So with retrograde planets like Mercury at the moment and Jupiter, just always remind yourself, when you hear a planet is going retrograde, don't freak out. Just say thank you for the opportunity to do some extremely empowering inner work, because that is the main purpose of retrograde planets. So the way I like to see it is, it's God's way of telling us, okay, listen, peeps, it's time to slow down, have a look at where you are at, and go within. This is not a time of pushing things in the external world and trying to make things in the external world. It's telling you to go within. And when you, depending on which planet is in retrograde motion, which basically means the planet appears to be moving in a reverse motion. And think of it, if you are in your car and you decide to, you know, you're at one point and you're going to reverse, by reversing, you are actually looking at all the points that you've just driven past until you got to your point of stopping. Reversing, you can see everything again until you stop reversing, and then you're going to come forward again and you're going to see everything that you've just reversed past. So it's kind of like a three-way process. So you getting to a point, you're driving from A to B, you get to point B, you reverse back to point A, you stop at point A, and then you go back from point A to point B. So this shows us that we are being given the opportunity, three opportunities, to connect with all these different mechanisms that are playing out in our lives. And retrogrades help us to connect with whatever dysfunctions might be occurring in our life. Now, Mercury rules the mind. It's connected to or represents writing, speaking, teaching, commerce. It is to do with anything to do with vehicles, be it trains, planes, automobiles, anything to do with moving parts, technology. So when Mercury goes retrograde, those are usually the areas where there are glitches and hiccups. So communication is scrambled. People traveling under a retrograde might find that their luggage gets lost, their flights are delayed, or their flight is cancelled altogether, or the trip needs to be cancelled altogether. There's all these mishaps and hash-ups around a Mercury retrograde. But what this retrograde is also doing is it's saying to us, please be quiet. Don't not do anything, but sit back and rethink whatever it is you are currently dealing with. Review it, reassess it, relook at it, research it. So you need to retreat And then you rethink, reassess, readjust, review, research. And that is when you can begin to dissect these different aspects that you would not have looked at before. So you make a decision, you want to get something going, Mercury goes retrograde, Mercury asks you to reverse and retreat, and now rethink, reassess, relook, reevaluate, research anything else that needs to be done in relation to whatever it is. It might also be unfinished issues from the past that also come up that you need to review, relook at, reassess. And then once Mercury starts going direct and you're out of the shadow period, then it brings you back over that period. And generally, when a planet stations direct, the distortions are exposed. And another good example of it is if there is any kind of illness or disease that someone is dealing with, researching the solutions or going to a doctor under the Mercury retrograde is very good, because that is when you can, the doctor or you can research and dig deeper to get to the core of what the issue is, or to get a more secure diagnosis. So these are all the wonderful things about a Mercury retrograde. The other thing is, under a Mercury retrograde, you can pick up brilliant bargains. All you need to be aware of, if it's a brilliant bargain on a home or a motor car or a computer or anything electronic with moving parts, that you just go through the contract at least 3 times with a fine tooth comb, because generally under retrogrades, we don't see the bigger picture. We're only seeing bits and pieces of it, because the retrograde is asking us to look at the things that are dysfunctional, that are not functioning optimally, which is why sometimes you can miss things, especially under a Mercury retrograde and when you are addressing those. So with all of that in mind, Mercury is currently retrograding through the constellation of Capricorn. So if we look at all the keywords I've already given about Mercury, and now we're looking at Capricorn, it's looking at the structure of your life, discipline, work, career, boundaries, how it is that we persevere, patience versus impatience. Also looking at some very deep seated issues that we are struggling with, that we feel that it could be, you know, you've got to plod along and climb this really treacherous mountain or hill to get to the top, because that's Capricorn. So Mercury retrograding through Capricorn at this moment in time is asking us to rethink, reevaluate, reassess our boundaries, our discipline, how it is that we need to persevere and be patient, what our status, what the status quo is that we're dealing with at the moment, what are our career aspirations, what is it that we want to do in terms of building a whole new foundation in relation to our work. It is finding methodical ways, practical ways to build these structures that we are now wanting to either emerge from or build upon. So that you need to apply in your own life, or see how it fits in your own life. And if you are, you know, astrologically inclined, go and have a look which house Capricorn is on the cusp of, and that will also give you a much deeper insight as to where exactly in your life this Mercury retrograde is pinpointing the issues that are affecting you. Now we move on to Jupiter. And Jupiter is the great lawgiver of our universe, brings the opportunity to expand, to learn, to grow. It's to do with fame and fortune. It is considered the greater benefic. And Jupiter, as an archetype, is one that brings good fortune, that offers opportunities to expand and grow, but is also a very powerful and profound teacher. So with Jupiter currently retrograding through the constellation of Virgo, Jupiter is also saying to us, retreat, go inside, and let's begin digging in there to connect with the dysfunctions that could be impeding your expansion, your fortune, your flow, all the wonderful opportunities to grow beyond where you are now being given to you through the Jupiter retrograde. And because it's retrograding in the constellation of Virgo, it actually bestows the gift of being able to connect with some powerful internal processes where you are able to analyze your internal process a lot better. But that analysis would best be suited through perhaps journal writing. Also remember, whenever Jupiter is retrograde, the best thing to do under a Jupiter retrograde is prayer, meditation, and journal writing, because then the teacher that Jupiter is able to connect with the internal teacher, the inner tutor, also known as, intuition. So our intuition is our inner tutor. And, Jupiter is helping us to connect with that inner tutor in a way we are unable to connect with it when Jupiter is moving in direct motion. Because when Jupiter is in direct motion, all those internal lessons that we've mastered, all the inner tutoring can then be delivered into the external world. It can be presented to the external world. So Jupiter in Virgo is asking us to look at all of our perceived imperfections, to look at how it is that we overanalyze to the degree that we paralyze ourselves as a result of this fear of being imperfect, unhealthy, not enough, internal judgments and criticisms that break down our self-worth, that break down our inner resilience and resources that are meant to fuel us. So with this retrograde, with Jupiter and Mercury retrograding simultaneously, it is that very empowering opportunity to review, as I already said, the boundaries in your life, the structures in your life. What do you need to be more patient with? Where do you need to persevere? What is the discipline you need to apply in order to work with diminishing the amount of time they spend emphasizing yourself and for others? Because if you spend a lot of time judging yourself, criticizing yourself, pulling yourself apart, there's a very good chance that you project that judgment and criticism onto other people. So with the retrograde, this is the opportunity to sit back and go, okay, I accept, I acknowledge, I take full responsibility for the fact that I do have a tendency to judge and criticize other people. And the reason why I do that is because I judge and criticize myself. And this is what I judge and criticize myself about. I believe I'm imperfect, I'm not thin enough, I'm not pretty enough, I'm not, if a man, I'm not handsome enough, I don't have enough muscles, I don't have the right car, I don't have the right money, I don't have sufficient education. All of these things, list it all down. And by doing this, you begin to set in place a much clearer vision with regards to what it is that your internal world is projecting into the projecting onto the external world. And this is where retrogrades are such powerful gifts, because it gives you the insight and the clarity that you need by going inward. Now, we are already in 2016. We've only got 4 years to go before December 2020 arrives. Now, you might ask, why is December 2020 such a big deal? Well, it's actually from December 2020 to December 2022. Those 2 years, and this is information that I was given from my guides and also based on some information in visions that I had. But specifically from December or 20th of December 2020 through to 22nd of December 2022, the full and final blueprint for the Aquarian age is being anchored on Earth. So we are currently experiencing the final phase of the Piscean age coming to an end and the Aquarian age taking on its full energy. So now the Piscean age was an age of the urge to merge with everything. So there weren't anything, or there wasn't much in terms of boundaries, because Pisces in general does not understand boundaries, doesn't know where, you know, it, he or she ends and where the rest of the world begins. So those blurred areas are now beginning to take a more, what's the word I'm looking for? Thank you, Mercury retrograde. Just scramble my dialogue box inside my head. It kind of like makes it clearer. Because we can see now where the Pisces age was, you know, do what everyone tells us, tell me what to do, show me how to do it, tell me when to do it, tell me why I must do it, and tell me why I mustn't do it. That is just an example of those blurred lines between taking full responsibility for the self and the constant process of projecting. The Pisces age was also very much in line with, you know, the mission of Yeshua, also known as Jesus Christ, and the teachings that he brought to this planet. So as we're moving into the Aquarian age now, we are moving into another level of group consciousness, because Aquarius is connected to the group mind, group consciousness, its humanitarian efforts, and how everything affects the group. But the dark side of Aquarius has no feeling. It is, can be extremely clinical, cold, detached. Aquarius rules science and technology. So artificial intelligence is Aquarian, loud and proud. But when that artificial intelligence replaces humanitarianism, that is when we are in trouble. So what is happening now is we as individuals are being urged to become individually empowered and then to unite as groups of individually empowered souls, and coming together in groups as individually empowered and growing that self-empowerment within a group is what is creating these powerful pods of light and energy all over the globe. Now, this ties then into the projects that I run, which is part of Palace of Peace. And these projects were given to me in 2012 it started, and it was given through to me through divine inspiration. Information was telepathically communicated to me. The entire structure of the of these projects literally was given to me in 5 minutes. In 5 minutes, I wrote it all down, and the entire structure was there. And here we are. 4 years later, and the most amazing and profound work has already been completed. So these projects fall under the banner of what we call the Aquarian Rising 2020 Universal Projects of Light. And basically what we are doing here is working with healing. We're working in conjunction with Mother Earth and with ourselves. And basically what I believe, and the people who are working with me on these projects, working together, we believe that the more work we do on ourselves, and every single healing experience we experience then becomes a healing for Mother Earth. She experiences a shift and a healing within herself, which is deeply empowering. So the more we connect with our true essence, the more we connect with the aspects of ourselves that are now being deconditioned. And I'm speaking now of deconditioning in the sense of deprogramming all the imprints and attitudes and belief systems that we adopted from society, from peers, from parents, from school, all of those energies that are no longer a part of where we are going. This deconditioning process is vital so that we can come to be fully consciously connected with as much of our authentic self, our light authentic self, as possible, that true essence of our true nature. And the closer we get to this, the greater our awareness of self and the rest of nature becomes. And with that expansion of awareness, so it is that you naturally tap into deeper levels of compassion and forgiveness and understanding in relation to how you as an individual need to be, behave, act, whatever word you wish to you choose to use, that is then empowering those who are, in your life, and people who cross your path, benefiting, gifting them with something really valuable that changes their inner self, that changes the course of their life, whatever it may be, but that it's a positive contribution. And the retrograde planets are such an incredible gift when it comes to that, because the retrograde planets are facilitating that deep internal journey to get to the bottom of whatever issues are no longer supportive, that are no longer conducive to where we're going. So we've got Jupiter and we've got Mercury retrograde. Then we have got end of March, Saturn is going to go retrograde. The period of Jupiter and Saturn retrograde. Now Saturn retrograde is going to take us back to dealing with any old, outdated, ancient, completely non-viable and obsolete fears and things that come from our bloodline, from our ancestors that are no longer supportive. So that's just a very basic thing. So just think of it, that's the awesome potential of what Saturn is going to gift us with when he goes retrograde. Then hold on to your bootstraps, ladies and gentlemen, because I tell you, on the 17th of April, Mars stations retrograde as well. So for it's not going to be too bad. It's going to be 1, 2, 3. So for just over 3 weeks, we're going to have Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn all in retrograde motion. So during that time, it will be intense for a number of people. But remember, if you bear in mind what I'm saying about these retrogrades, you will then thrive under those retrograde periods. Oh, excuse me. I've got a butterfly in my throat tickling me. If you think of it in that sense and you really go into the gifts of what these retrogrades are representing, it's going to make a huge, huge difference to how you actually benefit from it. So what we can also then do, Faith, is with our upcoming broadcasts, as the planets are about to go direct, are about to go retrograde, then, you know, we can focus around giving some very specific information regarding the retrograde, how to help our listeners prepare for the retrogrades, and what to expect during the retrograde. Now, the Mercury retrograde is almost over. We've got another week left of that, and we'll be out of the shadow period by the 1st of February. So I'm not going to go too much into that. Jupiter is still retrograde. I've given you some information on that, but because there's so much that we're trying to cover in this hour, and we've only got 20 minutes left, I will happily cover some more information on the Jupiter retrograde in next week's broadcast. Let me just see. There was something else that I'd actually just popped in my diary here that I wanted to mention. I think we've also got a full moon coming up, Faith.
I think it's next week in Leo.
Next week in Leo. Did I write it in my diary? Okay. Oh, the full moon's happening on Monday, the 22nd. So, and that is in?
I think it's in Leo.
It will be in Leo. Yes, it will, because the sun will be in Aquarius. Yes. So Faith is also in the process of putting together webinars and that, where there's also beautiful processes that she can take you through in alignment with either the full moon or the new moon. So, Faith, you can just let our listeners know either via Facebook or your website when you are going to start up with the full moon and new moon processes and how to best utilize the energies of these full moons and new moons, which are incredibly empowering as well, especially when you are setting the right intentions in accordance with the moon and the constellation that it's in, either at full moon or new moon. Faith has studied just finished studying the same astrology that I originally started studying with, and you've just got to write your final paper, then you qualified, right, Faithy?
Yes.
Awesome.
Quite a big paper, too. Yes.
yeah, I remember. I did it. Been there, done that.
Oh, boy. But it is a great way to, especially in a Mercury retrograde, to reassess a course you've taken. So I think what's really important is I'll tell everybody very openly and honestly, when people would talk about astrology years ago, I would roll my eyes because, for me, what was thought of and how I was perceived was always so off. And the information that we're speaking about here is not to be an astrology course, but to understand, as I learned through studying the basis from which astrology came, the medieval ancient astrology, is that spirit animates us, and our soul influences us. And our entry here into Earth, we come through as souls and incarnate as a group, and we go through the gates of each of these planets in our solar system. And depending on the time of day we're born and the place where we're born, we become physically, that first breath we take, the imprint of the cosmos. So understanding yourself, and an attempt to say, I don't believe in this astrology. Sometimes that happens, right? You hear people have an opinion of something and go, and only to realize, holy cow, this is an accurate thing. It compels you to learn about it. I learned so much about myself, and that certain events, no matter what I did in my life, I could not have prevented them. Mm-hmm. Things manifest for a reason in life. And 2016, and correct me if I'm wrong, Michelle, the energy is about 2016. It's so important to make that connection to that higher parts of ourselves and what we could do in bringing our own idea of heaven to earth and peace, etc. Those times are really here for us as we move from the Piscean age to the Aquarian age. But we cannot do it unless we have the ability, the awareness, the knowledge of really connecting to our higher parts of ourself on a regular basis and with God or spirit, the goddess, whatever word it is that you wish to use. And the challenges that we're going to have this year, particularly as the retrogrades that Michelle has mentioned stacking upon each other, it's going to freak people out. They're going to have things happen in their lives, and we need to help explain to everyone that it is merely like taking an area of your home and redoing it. It always looks messiest and worst when you're trying to realize a vision of either updating something or bringing a different purpose to a room or beauty or peace, whatever that is. We have to allow for the fact that these are opportunities for that shadow part of ourselves begging for attention, because the shadow is the part of ourselves that we've actually rejected. And to understand that anything that we're carrying that debilitates us or that we're carrying forward that is maybe something we inherited or watched in our own family lives or through our ancestral ways, they're not perhaps as light-based. Anything that's darkness is stagnant light particles. And to understand that is life-changing. When you have stagnant light particles, that are in light particles that are inside of you, the way to get those light particles moving again is actually by being quiet, and love-based actions of reflection is what gets that light, those light particles moving again. And darkness is also fear and ignorance. And sometimes we just, the challenge is we don't have time for, you know, that drive us crazy. They're going to come up over and over again because it's something that our soul really needs us to pay attention to, so that spirit can help us and assist us, as well as that higher part of ourselves that reside there, in the higher ways of doing things. You can have a better life. Instead of worrying so much perhaps about keeping that job because of the title it gives you, makes you feel good about yourself. You have a false sense of who you are. Who are you really, and who were you born to be for the actions in the world? So 2016, if you agree, Michelle, is hugely important to really ignite your life. And if you do that, it's guaranteed that those light particles move again, and you can slice through those veils of illusion and make peace with that challenge. What do you think, Michelle?
Absolutely, Faith. You've hit the nail on the head there. And, you know, just going back to these 4 years that we've got until December 2020 means that it's, you know, we've got this window now where we can really, really just get deeper and deeper into ourselves. The other thing that is, besides what you've said, Faith, which is very important, with these changes that are happening for a number of us, a lot of people are doing the work. They are seeing the shifts. They are experiencing the results, but are feeling, and I have this sometimes as well, feeling a little displaced, a little disorientated. It kind of like feels like you're standing on a raft in the middle of the Mediterranean Ocean, and you're not quite sure where your footing is, because we've crossed over the threshold. We are out of the old matrix, and now we are grounding and settling in this new gold print for the future. And the reference points that we utilized in the past in order to defend, protect, etc., is no longer there. It's a completely clean new slate. So if you find that you are doing all this work on yourself and you are digging deeper, and you go, but Faith and Michelle, I'm doing that already, and I'm still feeling, you know, insecure, and I'm feeling, you know, fear comes in every now and then, or I'm dealing with aggravation or stress, and I'm not quite sure where this is all coming in. It is the lower ego trying to find something to grip onto in order to have a frame of reference so it feels safe. So we're now creating a space where the higher ego, our higher self, is now gently coaxing the lower ego into this new world, into this new realm, and saying, okay, you can relax, calm down. This is not a threat of death. It's a new, completely new template from which to live. Faith, before I go any deeper into that, I see, we've got a caller in here. My screen went blank and it's come on. We've got a caller. So I would just like to just take a few minutes just to connect with our caller and see what they have to share with us. Hi, caller. Can you hear us?
Hi. Yes, I was listening.
Oh, are you just listening?
Yep.
Okay, cool. Well, thank you for that. You showed up as calling in. So hi and hello, and thank you very, very much for listening in to us. So I'll continue with
thank
Faith.
You.
You're welcome.
Thanks. Well, great. Welcome to the show.
Yes, it's great to have you there. Thank you very much. So just to let all of you, just to put your mind at ease, if you're doing the work and you're still feeling displaced, just remember it's the shift that we're going through. We are in the middle of the shift. Mother Earth is going through the shift. Just about every country on the planet is undergoing these huge shifts. This is the global scale of awakening. This is a time where everything that represents deception, deceit, miscommunication, misinformation, all of this is being dissected, because all the truth codes that are coming through, and these truth codes are energies that are being absorbed in through our chakras, connecting with the subatomic particles of our body, and they are also facilitating these profound shifts. And the truth codes are with another bunch of codes, which are called the discernment codes. And the combination of the truth and the discernment codes are also resulting in these internal atom bombs going off, and, you know, the structures collapsing, because the truth and discernment codes are kicking out deception, disillusionment, miscommunication, misinformation, outdated, irrelevant beliefs, attitudes, ideas, concepts that we've attached to as a result of our conditioning up until December 2012. Now, in relation to all of these changes, I invite you to visit my website, which is www.palaceofpeace.net. You can either click on the free channelings tab at the top of the web page, or you can look at there's a bar of information on the right-hand side of the page of my website, and in alphabetical order, all of the different categories on my website are listed there, and you can scroll down to M, and you will see Middle East Phase 1, Phase 2, Phase 3. We are currently busy with the Middle East Phase 3 project. Now, although these projects are tied into specific countries, the content that we are working with each project is life-changing and has brought, I mean, it's completely turned my life around in the 4 years that I've been leading these projects. And we are currently on, it's the 12th project that we're working on already. So we've already completed 12 projects. But if you go to either Middle East Phase 3 or to the free channeling section, part one of the Middle East Phase 3 project with South Africa and Zimbabwe is absolutely free of charge. So go and download the audio file. You can download the PDF transcript of that and listen to it. And this will give you a feel of the energy of the Ascended Masters whom I channel. This particular channeling was through Kutumi Agrippa. And Kutumi Agrippa is the Ascended Master being combination energy that is exclusive to me. Kutumi is not exclusive to me. He works with a number of channels all over the world. But this energy that he's connected with, which is one of his past life incarnations, Henry Cornelius Agrippa, he's Henry Cornelius Agrippa energy is attached onto a strand of his Kutumi energy. And this Kutumi Agrippa combination is the energy that I have been assigned in order to bring through the teachings and this project. According to these Ascended Masters as well, we are 12 massive groups of very powerful light warriors and light workers across the planet. We are one of the 12, the Palace of Peace and the Aquarian Rising 2020 projects that we're working on. And us as 12 massive groups make up these 12 key portals of ascension, where we as physical human beings are facilitating the anchoring of these energies. Our work is specifically with anchoring and upgrading the planetary grids, facilitating Mother Earth's uprising from her own debilitation, from her space of being victim. And we are doing the same within ourselves. So it's a combined process. And I can't even begin to explain to you the information and the energy that comes through it. You can go to any of our projects on my website, and you will see, if you want to know what the projects are, anything that's listed as a country. So we have got the Africa 2014 project. There was Bali, Egypt, Greece, Hungary and Romania, India and Bhutan, Madagascar. We've done Egypt, Israel, and Jordan as well. Now we're busy with Middle East, South Africa, and Zimbabwe. We've done Morocco, Namibia. So there's so many projects. As I say, this is the 12th one. And you can click on any of them. You can read the excerpts. I provide very generous excerpts. You just click on read more detail and you'll see something might attract you. Also, the free channelings, go and have a look there, see what calls you. And these are all tools and sources of information that you can work with under a retrograde, because retrogrades are the most beneficial times to study yourself. As Faith was also saying, you know, to study something that you really enjoy. Also, revision of your studies is also deeply empowering. So it is such an extraordinary time that we are living in at the moment as we work towards fully anchoring the golden age of the Aquarian age on Earth. And the way that we are doing this is by connecting with ourselves, merging our conscious, emotional, human self with our higher self. And the way that we do this, the way that we rise above these issues is through prayer, meditation, ritual, communicating with your guardian angel, and developing as much self-awareness as possible. Do your daily prayers. Do your daily intentions. There is a beautiful prayer that we were given. I've actually put it up on Facebook. I'll repost it on Facebook. You can go to my personal Facebook timeline, Michelle Manders, or to you can join our Palace of Peace group on Facebook. I've got the prayer there as well. But if you can give me maybe until tomorrow, I'll make sure that I get it back up then again. It's probably there's so much on my timeline. It's probably right down at the bottom. And that's a prayer that you can use freely every day in terms of setting intentions, aligning with your highest good, aligning with the one and only true Father God and Mother Goddess of the Light. It's really extraordinary, the tools that we've got at our disposal at the moment. And Faith and I will definitely go out of our way to make sure that we can cover as much information as possible for all of you, our listeners, through these times, which can at times appear really challenging and all over the place. And even, you know, knowing the astrology, and, you know, I was speaking to my husband earlier on as well. I'm really having a rough time at the moment. And the reason for that is because Mercury is retrograding right over my Venus at the moment, almost to the degree, and opposing my Jupiter in my chart. So it's a real struggle for me at the moment. But I keep on reminding myself it's a Mercury retrograde that's doing it. It's getting me to relook certain things. And because of where it is in my chart and because of the opposition, I understand this feeling inside of me of being pulled in two different directions. And one minute I feel this way, and then the next minute I feel that way. And I just can't seem to get my head wrapped around certain things. Thank God and Goddess for this amazing tool of astrology. Because had I not had that tool, I think I would have been an absolute mess right now and really not knowing what I'm going through, what's happening. So these are the gifts that, you know, I've been bestowed with and Faith has been bestowed with that we can really, really utilize to make big change. Did that answer your question, Faith?
This is really good. Because people, we really need to understand that the higher part of ourself that is ready to motivate us, inspire us, to encourage us, whatever the word is, to guide us, to live. Our soul really wants to experience a higher way of life here. It's really over all that negativity, but we don't realize that the truth is our imagination is stronger than our willpower. So that mental body of ours, we have to understand that to live our best life ever, number one is that spiritual component of creating that bridge to that higher light vibrating part of yourself that Michelle talked about through the daily intention setting and communication. And then second is our mental body. So that's our a hugely powerful creation point inside of us that holds keys to the subconsciousness that we've got to really address, because our head creates our world. So understanding
exactly
what whatever it is that we imagine, we, you know, that's going to be stronger than our willpower. So that's why you may find that your New Year's resolutions aren't sticking, perhaps. And then the emotional body influences all of our thoughts. And then guess what? Ta-da! Your physical reality is now manifest with those three other bodies are. So this is why this show was so important to Michelle and I, to help people to understand that what I'm being overwhelmed myself, Michelle, in my own personal life, but I know my chart and I'm recognizing what it's bringing up from me so that I choose a different response. We've got to know what's motivating us so we take a different action. So there you go.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Faith. And while you were speaking there, I just was reminded of some other absolutely amazing information that Kutumi Agrippa and Mary Magdalene have channeled of late, and it's in the 55 Cosmic Laws series on my website, and you can have a look out. I think it's law, it could be law 58 and 59 or somewhere around there. It's the law of the mind and the law of non-attachment. Those are two very, very powerful teachings. So go and check out on my website, 55 Cosmic Laws. I'm just quickly on it right now so I can give you the
also,
exact
Michelle,
number.
Also, Michelle, the law 56 of expectation, I think, is extremely important. What we expect for ourselves and others, is it fair? I think that's a very important new law as well.
Sorry, my darling, Law 56 is the law of challenge, which was great.
Yes, challenge. Okay, what's the law
then these are the new ones. So it was the law of challenge, number 56. 57 was the law of divine love. 58 is the law of expectation. And then 59 is the law of non-attachment. And 60, non-attachment. Where's the law of the mind? It is 60. Law of the mind.
I think those five new laws are non-negotiable. They should really be researched as part of the retrogrades this year. Those were really profound laws.
And, you know, even if you're not too sure what exactly the laws are all about, as I've said to you, you know, click on the where it says more information, read the excerpt. And although the excerpts only include just a minuscule bit of information that's in the channelings, you know, try just one and see how it goes. And I'm sure it is going to, you know, ignite something, whether it ignites a shift, a realization, tears, whatever it may be, it is going to shift something. And then in conjunction with that, as I said, you know, look at the free channeling for our new project. We're fresh into the channeling, into the project. We're only on part two now. So you can still get, you can still join in with the project. You'll have to, you know, do it in your own time. Unfortunately, I've closed all bookings for people that are participating as a core guardian in the project. And for some more information on the core guardians and what have you, there is a show that we did, Cracky Faith. Can you remember the title and the date? It was November. Where you spoke about all the projects and everything. My mind just kind of blank.
That's all right. Blog Talk Radio does a great job. We have every one of the shows listed there. And if you're working, the advantage of working with the projects, which I also recommend you looking into, is you'll work with the energies and it will support you during this time, especially with this unique stacking of these retrograde planets, because you'll feel them. But the beauty of doing the work, you need to also understand, you may not feel very well. It may give you some physical symptoms as those light particles start to resuscitate. You may have some issues as it relates to where your solar plexus chakra is, your sacral chakra, and root chakra. So anything below the heart, if there's any, you know, intestinal or anything in those organs areas, know that that's part of that resuscitation too.
Great. Thank you, Faith. And the other thing that you can also do is click on the articles tab on my website. And I've got some articles there on ascension symptoms and dark force interference, cleansing and protection suggestions, growing with the flow of the new energies. There's things on holograms, improper use of psychic energy. So it's just some little bits and pieces that you can then look at. If you are, you know, new on this path and you're not quite sure how all of this looks and how it's going to show up, those articles might help. And then, Faith, on your website, www.faithparent.net, you also have a wealth of information there and assistance and guidance. And sign up for my newsletter and Faith's newsletter, because my plate is just so full with all the workload that comes with these projects. Because with the core group, I do a comprehensive written report for each and every single person individually, which is basically a compilation of all the information required to take this healing process to its ultimate level in relation to the project. So I'm combining some of my writing along with Faith's newsletters, and we're sending to her database, to my database. So sign up to receive our newsletters. This will give you information on what's happening, when it's happening, all Faith support groups and teaching classes that she's going to be offering this year, which are, you know, can really, really help you to also get through those trying, testing times where you can't see the wood for the trees. Using the astrology as well, Faith can also help you get to the bottom of what these issues may be and just give you some guidance as to what exactly it is that you need to do, how you need to do it, for how long you need to do it, and that is support in helping to actually deal with all these different transitions that we're dealing with at the moment. So, again, thank you to our listeners for tuning in today. We have come to the end of our broadcast, and we'll be back next week, same time, and we'll be available for a 90-minute show next week. Is that okay for you, Faith? You're going to be available?
I'm available.
Well, I don't suppose you're going very far at 3 a.m. in the morning.
Well, exactly, but you did not have it posted as in on your diary as a Blog Talk Radio, I think, because you were focusing on the document you just described. We had no show next week in our diary, I thought, but we can...
Oh, okay, sorry, I wasn't looking at my diary. Okay, all right, so we've got no show next week.
What I'll do is there's Facebook comments available under this show, and I'll post the date of when we're doing the next show, and I'll post the link to the newsletter that kind of summarizes some of what we talked about today of the importance of self-work.
Okay, cool. Awesome.
So
no wonder.
You understand
I'm looking at
yourself as truly the best thing to change your world, so please do not underestimate it. It's how we're wired to live here as spiritual beings in human form, so it's the key to everything.
Okay. Faith, I've got my diary open here. I was looking at the 23rd of February. You're absolutely right. So next week, Tuesday,
okay,
the 26th of January, there is no Blog Talk Radio show. So it'll be a skip for next week, and then we'll be back on Tuesday, the 2nd of February. So it'll be straight after we're out of the shadow period of the Mercury retrograde.
And it'll be a peace particle day. We could talk about that.
Yes, awesome. Okay, great. Alrighty. Thank you, Faith, and thank you to all our listeners. I beg your pardon?
Oh, I'm sorry. I said thank you, Michelle.
Oh, okay. No, thank you, Faith. Yes, thank you to all our listeners who tuned in live with us. And to all of you who are listening to this after the show, thank you for taking the time to download our broadcast and take a listen to it. And we look forward to a lot more interaction with all of you and sharing some varied and very important information through our broadcasts this year. So have a wonderful remainder of your week. Faye, thank you very much for being up at 3 a.m. to be with us. I will see you tomorrow morning at 4 a.m. my time for some work that's being done. So thank you, everyone. Have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your day, evening, morning, whatever time of that day or evening it may be. And Faith, I love you. I appreciate you being here. Mm-hmm. Thank you, everyone.
I love you too, Michelle. I appreciate you. And just remember, everyone, when a soul is detaching from limitations, it comes in the form of challenges. So this is an opportunity for you. It's not to do you in, and we're here to help. So thank you so much for listening. Thank you, Michelle.
You're welcome, Faye. Thank you, everyone. Big hugs and kisses. Bye.
Bye.